The following is a sponsored review.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the 801 Reviewed. I'm Cho.
And I'm Puzzle Savant.
And today we are reviewing Yu Natsunagi's The Lion's Playbite from Rotten Blossoms. The official summary for The Lion's Playbite on the Rotten Blossoms website is a story of two boys learning to be a little more honest with themselves and the people around them. Both Rayon and Tiger are too stubborn to admit or ask how the other feels, but when left alone in a classroom to study for finals, Rayon's bold actions help Tiger find a way to motivate Rayon with his studies.
And be advised, this doujinshi contains a school setting, one-sided love, and jealousy.
Okay, now let's move on into the questions. So this story follows Rayon and Taiga, two best friends who navigate the balance between close friends and something more. What did you think of Rayon and Taiga's dynamic?
I like their relationship. It's a common pairing you see in the school setting where the class delinquent, be it a behavioral or learning issue, forms a bond with the golden boy, mm-hmm. who everyone else loves. But what I found most interesting about them was how flirtatious Taiga can be. Initially, I don't believe it was a one-sided love story. To me, his teasing, the body language, and what I interpreted as flirtatious eyes gave me the impression he had the hots for Rion as well. And then plus, when they were studying at the diner, Taiga mentioned he didn't want to be wrong. So he stopped himself from sharing his personal thoughts about Rion. And Rion really wanted to know what Taiga was going to say.
Yeah. I also thought it was obvious. I mean, maybe it's just because you and I are seasoned Fujoshi. But, you know those tells where it's like, oh, of course he's also in love with you. But, you know, I guess when you're in that situation, you can't really tell from the other side. Me personally, I'm a sucker for those relationships where the characters tease each other and pull one another's pigtails. With a lot of one-shot doujinshi, you get an almost, I wouldn't say rushed per se, but certainly expedited romance between the characters, because authors are trying to tell a fulfilling romance story in a short amount of time with a limited number of pages. They can't really spend too much time on that buildup. And as a result, you often end up feeling like you're missing out on the friends aspect of friends to lovers. This is even more disappointing when the characters who have been like friends for a really long time, because you expect a certain amount of comfort and rapport between them. I did not miss that at all in this situation. They really felt like they were truly friends. Like their banter, the way they teased each other, it just felt very natural. And as someone who likes friends to lovers, though not as much as rivals to lovers, I really appreciated that, you know, comfort aspect that they had, even though it was also obvious that they had feelings for each other. So, Rayon has harbored feelings for his friend Taiga for quite a while, and at the start of the story, he's finding it increasingly difficult to hide those feelings. Eventually, jealousy compels him to confess his feelings to his best friend. What did you think of Rayon's declaration?
He's a child. The slap, for one thing, and then saying, "You're mine," was overkill, and clearly he was upset and sitting in anger the entire time Taiga was helping their classmates. So stewing in your emotions is unhealthy, but thankfully that moment of awkwardness lasted only a minute.
Yeah, childish is a good way to put it. Like, it was very, it reminded me of kind of like boat ice rippers, like the Harlequin novels of yore, like a man just like grabbing the heroine and being like, "No, you're mine. No one else can have you."
Yes.
And I mean, it was interesting to see him act that way after sitting in his own thoughts and being all shy and things. But yeah, it was definitely a choice for him to do that. Even though it is childish and a lot more over the top than it needed to be, I found his declaration to be really satisfying, actually. He spends the first half of the manga struggling with himself and mentally kicking himself for not having the courage to say how he truly feels. You know, he's depressed. And one of the reasons why that declaration ends up being so satisfying for me is because a lot of us have been there, you know? Like, we've liked someone, like really liked someone, and yet we have been unable to put those feelings into words, either because we don't fully understand them ourselves or because we don't want to ruin a good friendship. I think Rayon was experiencing both of these emotions at the time. And at one point, during the story, he even says something like, I'm embarrassed even just thinking about it. How am I actually going to say it out loud to him? And, you know, I felt that hard as someone who has been in that situation. I really felt that, like, it's embarrassing to even, like, think about being in love with this guy. How am I going to, like, voice it even though I know I should? So the fact that he eventually confessed, even if it was in the heat of the moment, you know, with jealousy and that particular situation itself was very predictable, because how many times have we read a situation like that in a BL manga or even a shoujo manga? Like, it is a very popular romance trope across all genres. But it was really cute, I thought, you know, like them eventually be like, oh, wait, you like me too? Even though I was expecting it, I couldn't be mad at it.
Right. Yeah. And it was really nice that Taiga reciprocated and even repeated the "you're mine" line as well. That wholesome.
Yeah, very wholesome. Like, I was honestly expecting it to be a lot more intense following that whole "you're mine" thing, because, again, as a seasoned Fujoshi, you're in those situations, it can go one of either way. You can know you can get a kiss and a declaration back, or it turns, you know, real rapey real fast. And in this situation, it was not as satisfying as it could have been, where they could have, like, you know, actually talked it out. But for them and the way their relationship dynamic was portrayed, I felt like it was a very authentic way for that to end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're still at school, so I suppose they were very conscious that, oh, we can't do anything too heat of the moment here.
Yeah, it's like, were those girls that Taiga was helping study still there? Because that was a pretty big power move from Rayon.
Oh, yes.
Alright, so what do you think of Yu Natsunagi Sensei's art style in this title?
It's very nice, and it seemed like a lot of detail went into their facial expressions. Mm-hmm. The character's body language is what led to several of my favorite moments, actually, and I'll mention those later.
I also really love the art in this story. Like, the characters actually look like students, which, you know, seems like a weird compliment, but I read a lot of stories where, like, the students in high school actually look like fully grown adults or just, like, really tall middle schoolers. So it was really like, oh, I looked at them, I was like, oh, yeah, those are teenage boys. And they're not over-the-top bishy, but they are, like, handsome in a really realistic way. It wasn't, like, heart-stopping rose petals behind you sort of bishonen, but they were, like, they were handsome and they felt really authentic and real. And it's not just the characters that I thought looked amazing either. There are pages where you can tell the artist really wanted, like, the sets behind them to pop. It takes place, the story itself takes place in a limited setting. Like, they're studying at school, and I know the artist mentioned that she had originally planned for them to go, like, to a fast food court and other places at the end where the declaration took place, but she ended up just having them be in, like, one place in that classroom for the declaration to happen. But even with just, like, the limited amount of, like, settings we got, they really pop. There's a lot of detail, especially one that I noticed in particular was when they were studying and you could see, like, the food that they have, like, during lunch. There's just, like, so much detail in that one panel. And it also felt, like, very active with how fluidly the characters were drawn in their movement. You could really tell that she took a great deal of care in that art. And you and I actually got a chance to see the Name, which is the rough draft that comes before the manga, just where the artist plots out what they're going to do, courtesy of Yu Natsunagi-sensei. And it really reinforced for me how much care she put in this. And we were actually given permission to share some snippets of the Name with you guys, and you'll find those in the description, so you can also be in awe of how, like, she went from just, like, rough ideas to, like, a really beautiful piece.
Yeah, I really liked looking through those, because, again, I noticed the eyes were, they were the most captivating. Mm-hmm.
And whenever Rayon would blush and just, like, the way she drew, like, him being all embarrassed, I thought was really cute and endearing.
Mm-hmm. It really set the tone for those panels.
Yes. Like, again, with such, like, a short work you have, especially when, like, it's just one singular plot, just guy is in love with his friend, doesn't know how to express himself. You don't get a lot of time to build up characters, especially with doujinshi, which are, you know, shorter, usually, like, shorter works. I really felt like I got the characters' personalities based on just how they looked alone. Like, even strip me of my knowledge of, like, okay, the dark-haired guy is going to be the sime and the dominant one, and the lighter-haired guy is going to be the uke and the more submissive one. Looking at these characters, I got the sense that, like, okay, yeah, Taiga's the kind of guy who's, like, popular and cool and calm and collected, and Rayon's sort of just, like, the sad sack who, you know, easily embarrassed and doesn't know how to express himself. So, real props to the artist for making those characters pop. Okay. Now we get to the part of what was your favorite part of the title and your least favorite part.
So out of all of them were the unspoken moments. I liked when Taiga silenced himself at the when they were at lunch. But my favorite moment is when he was quietly upset by a female classmate placing a hand on Rayon's shoulder. Mm. And he was, his face was just like, Miss, is that your man?
Yes.
And yeah. And then my least favorite part goes to Rayon and his cringy love confession. So bravo, you showed us not how not to do it. But in the end, it worked out. Despite the slap. So Pelosi clap for you.
Yes. Pro tip from us. If you're going to confess your love to someone, don't assault them.
Yeah.
You know, an overlooked dating tip that you might not have heard. So I'm going to do my least favorite part first, because it's more of just like a personal pet peeve of mine. Mm-hmm. So again, as a seasoned Fujoshi, I found the story overall to be like pretty by the book. I mean, we've read this story before. Guy is secretly in love with his best friend and gets jealous when he sees him interacting with girls, which prompts him to confess his feelings, only to learn that, oh no, all along his best friend also held feelings for him. And as I'm describing these beats to you, you've probably had like a dozen BL titles with similar storylines cycle through your head, or like shoujo manga titles, or like shonen romance story arcs. And this isn't a bad thing by any means. I mean, the reason stories like these keep being told is because we keep wanting to read them, after all. We really like those stories where, you know, someone is brave enough to eventually confess their feelings, especially if it's with, you know, their best friend or someone they really treasure the current relationship with. You know, that fear that keeps you from admitting your feelings is something that holds a lot of us back. And we like reading those stories where someone eventually gets that bravery and everything works out and they get the girl or they get the guy. So I've just read a lot of BL manga, and watched a lot of BL series from Thailand and Taiwan and Korea that had similar things happening. So for me, I was mostly like, okay, yeah, I've seen this before. But that did not distract from the story or its cuteness at all. Like I said, I really enjoyed Rayon and Taiga's relationship as it was. I thought Yuna Tsunagi did a really good job of making us believe in their friendship first and see like how compatible they are, how they work together before we got invested in the romance arc. And just in general, like, even though I'm lightly complaining about that kind of storyline, I'll still read it 1,000 times more just because it is always guaranteed to have a satisfying ending. And sometimes that's just what you need. And that is what I needed when I read this. Now for my favorite part, aside from the art style, is again, just how relatable Rayon is. He's a very likable character, and I'm glad it's his perspective that the story is told from. He's starry-eyed over his crush, but also cynical, and he's got that down-on-himself characteristic that makes you just want to, you know, cheer for him to get the boy in the end. And any character you can root for is a good one in my books. The pacing is also really solid, I found. Like, this work is only 27 pages long, and with something like that length, it's easy for it to feel like rushed and the ending to feel unsatisfying, but I think the artist plotted this really well, and I ended up being very invested. So, give us your final impressions of The Lion's Play Bite.
It's cute, and the story leaves you wanting more. So, what's Rion's reward for passing? Is there going to be a summer vacation special now that their finals are over? Lay it on us, Sensei. We want to know.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Like, this could be a whole expanded universe. Like, I would honestly follow their story wherever. But that is a good, if you, Natsunagi Sensei, if you are listening, maybe we should have a reward for passing arc. Just putting that out there into the world. So I highly enjoyed the story. The art is amazing. The characters are likable. And you really want to root for them. The emotions felt real. And the ending was very satisfying. I mean, what more could you want? Yu Natsunagi-sensei said this story was originally about a smart bad boy paired with a student council president who makes everything seem easy but actually studies his butt off in the background. And that sounds amazing, right? Unfortunately, that story didn't come together within the number of pages that she was going for, so it turned into this seemingly unrequited love story instead. And hey, I'm not complaining. I'm a sucker for, like, oh, I thought my feelings weren't requited, but they are. And I also really like friends to lovers. So I'm pleased that this is what came out of it. But I don't know about you, I would also love to read the original story as well. Just hint, hint, putting that out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So given what we've read, it's a cute, unrequited, seemingly unrequited love story between two friends. With all that in mind, with the cuteness and everything, who would you recommend this doujinshi for?
Anyone. The setting is relatable and the plot's not too outlandish that a reader would struggle to suspend their disbelief. I also don't believe this is a problematic pairing that would make you uncomfortable reading, despite the description saying it's a one-sided love story. After reading this doujin a couple of times, I really didn't see it that way. But there again, that's just my interpretation. So what are your thoughts on that?
For me, I can see if we're, the story is told almost entirely, no, it's told entirely from Rayon's perspective. And I guess if we're looking through his eyes, he doesn't know that Taiga has feelings for him. And he's thinking that it's unrequited, or at least he's thinking that like, oh, he would never like me back. And I guess I'm thinking that's where the attack came from, because Rayon so firmly believes that, you know, Taiga doesn't have feelings for him, but ultimately he does.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because I think it goes back to what you said about their behavior with each other. Clearly, they know each other very well, and that's a relationship we don't see. We don't even see how Taiga acts when he's not with Rayon. Is he just as flirtatious with the ladies? So maybe that's why it's up in the air for Rayon whether Taiga actually likes him or not, or if he's just teasing him.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing is that we just need, like, a whole like volume series with these two to really plot it, like a prequel to this one and then their subsequent adventures together. Just hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Oh, I would recommend this title for fans of the best friends to lovers trope. I know we have a lot of those. We tend to joke in our group that it's a rivals to lovers versus friends to lovers kind of group, but really both of them were such supreme goodness, and this is a really good example of friends to lovers. The artist handles this trope expertly, hitting all those beats that make you want to squeeze the stuffing out of your pillow because it's just so cute and satisfying. And I agree with Puzzle that it is just like a really inoffensive story. You often hear people talk about, you know, BL is problematic. It doesn't have enough this. It has too much of that. I feel like if you are wanting to dip your toes into BL, but you are sort of put off by some of the negative things you heard, this will be a really good story to start with. It's very approachable, but not like overly sanitized. It's cute. The characters are really awesome. You get to relate to them. You get invested in their story in just a short amount of time. I think, again, for beginner readers or even seasoned Fujoshi who just want something sweet in between all those heartbreaking shows you're watching, this is a good pick.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you all for turning in to listen to us to talk about Yu Natsunagi's The Lion's Playbite. Have you read this title? What did you think of it? Share your thoughts and tag at BLGardenDFW and at Rotten Blossoms on Twitter. Plus, be sure to follow us on our social media at BLGardenDFW and at FujoCon everywhere to stay up to date with the latest BL Garden and FujoCon news.
Also, if you missed our announcement, we'll be hosting an open book discussion on Reo Ono's Beautiful Flowers Have Thorns on October 2nd at 7 p.m. CST. Rotten Blossom CEO Beverly Maynor will be joining us for this book discussion. You guys are cordially invited to participate and share your thoughts on the story and ask Beverly questions about the work and publishing process. This book talk is part of our Dead Dove Appreciation Month here in BL Garden, so if you're a fan of problematic BL and all dark things, you're welcome to come discuss with us. That's all for now. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the 801 Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about us, check us out on our website at blgardendfw.com or check us out on Twitter at blgardendfw. If you love this podcast and are considering supporting us, find us on Patreon and you can get your name on the podcast like Barb Cult, Puck, Ray, Twiggly, Audrey G, Carlys Williams, Jacqueline Gonzalez, Joe Kiss, Anna, Christina Coleman, CJ, Crystal Marie, Dusty, Imbo Snoodler, Kendra Lawrence, Marina Carlson, and Reader Wynn. In addition, please consider leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. We really appreciate every last one of you. And until next time, this is your host, Izora, signing out.